And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 10th of June, 2016. It's the birthday of the man who said, "A novelist may lose his readers for a few pages. A playwright never dares lose his audience for a minute." The playwright Terence Rattigan, born in London, 1911. It's the birthday of Saul Bellow, born in Lachine, Quebec, Canada, 1913, Russian Jewish parents who had emigrated to Canada in 1911 and who soon moved to Chicago in the Humboldt Park neighborhood. His father was a bootlegger, delivered coal. He imported onions. Bellow's childhood was poor. He was a slum kid, loved Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, went off to Northwestern, studied anthropology there, landed in New York, became a Trotskyist. He was training in the Merchant Marine when World War II ended. He had completed his first novel. It came out in 1944, Dangling Man, while he was still in the service. Went off to teach at the University of Minnesota, lived very humbly in St. Paul. Then he won a Guggenheim, moved to Paris, and it was there that he composed the novel that made his name, The Adventures of Augie March. It came out in 1953, won the National Book Award. He wrote the book, he said, in a purple fever, writing longhand on trains and in cafes. He said it was a kind of spontaneous event. It was my liberation. Saul Bellow went on to write Henderson the Rain King, Herzog, Humboldt's Gift. But even after he was financially secure, he still taught at the University of Chicago. He said, "You're all alone when you're a writer. Sometimes you just feel you need a humanity bath so you can talk about books, politics, history, America." It's the birthday of the novelist James Salter, born New York City, 1925, pilot in the Air Force, flew 100 combat missions during the Korean War, and came back to become a novelist, best known for his book A Sport and a Pastime, about the love affair between a Yale dropout living in Paris and a working-class French girl. And it's the birthday of the biologist and writer Edward O. Wilson, born Birmingham, Alabama, 1929, winner of two Pulitzer Prizes for his books On Human Nature and The Ants, A-N-T-S, Ants. Here's a poem for today by John Balaban, entitled Passing Through Albuquerque. At dusk, by the irrigation ditch, gurgling past backyards near the highway, locusts raise a maze of calls in cottonwoods. A Spanish girl in a white party dress strolls the levee by the muddy water where her small sister plunks in stones. Beyond a low adobe wall and a wrecked car, men are pitching horseshoes in a dusty lot. Someone shouts as he clangs in a ringer. Big winds buffet in ahead of a storm, rocking the immense trees and whipping up clouds of dust, wild leaves and cotton wool. In the moment when the locusts pause and the girl presses her up-fluttering dress to her bony knees, you can hear a banjo guitar and fiddle playing the Mississippi Sawyer inside a shack. Moments like that, you can love this country. A poem by John Balaban, Passing Through Albuquerque, from Words for My Daughter, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.